Thanks, Ryan. Wendy, quick side bet. Me and you a side bet.
Yeah.
The next guest we have on worked with us at another radio station about 50, 60 years ago. I don't think she'll remember us.
I say she does.
You don't? All right. I'll take that bet.
Well, first, let's say we were worried about Hurricane Matthew, and it was Category 3, Category 4, went back down to Category 3, and I believe it is now no longer a hurricane. So we go to a meteorologist at WESH Channel 2 in Orlando, Amy Sweezy, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi there.
You don't remember us, do you?
I do.
Oh.
The first thing your producer says to me on the phone is, you know, do you remember Wendy and Bill? I'm like, are you kidding me? They were the highlight of my Chicago years in the early 90s.
Wow.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Amy, you have gone on from doing our news to being a meteorologist. You've been out in Florida for a long time, huh?
I have, 14 years. I went back to school after doing traffic with you guys in the middle of the night when I was a baby. And,
you were a baby. We used to have to change your diapers.
Yep. I know it.
Your mom used to drive you into the studio and leave you in the station wagon. It was fun.
Yes.
Well, we're proud of you, Amy. You've done right well for yourself.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it was an exciting exciting week last week. It was a little scary, but we made it through.
Enough so for you to go to a Garth Brooks show I saw on your Facebook page.
That's right. Yeah, so Garth was here. That were one of his final stops. He had four shows scheduled, and instead of doing Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, he had to cram four shows into 2 days.
Oh, my God.
So, double headers.
Yeah, exactly. I think by the Sunday night show, he was probably pretty exhausted. But luckily, I saw him Saturday night when he still had all of his energy.
Oh, good.
Good to know. Now, you're in Orlando. WESH is in Orlando, correct?
Yes, yes. I'm in Orlando where we cover all of Central Florida. So we go over to the beach, to Daytona Beach, Cocoa Beach, also the Kennedy Space Center area. So it's all kind of the middle part of Florida.
So what happened with Hurricane Matthew? It was going up and down in categories. And now what is it called now? It's not a hurricane any longer, is it?
It's not. It's not even a tropical storm anymore. It's just a post-tropical. So basically it's lost all of its tropical characteristics. It's essentially just an area of low pressure. And it's going away from the coast of the U.S., so now we are not worried about it. The Carolinas aren't worried about it. New York doesn't need to worry about it. Nobody needs to worry about Matthew anymore.
Amy, we were saying you know it's serious when the theme parks in and around Orlando close down. That's very, very rare, isn't it?
It is. You know what? I was actually vacationing down here in 1999 when Hurricane Floyd was off the coast, and Disney shut down for the very first time ever then for a day. And it shut down again in 2004 when we had Hurricane Charlie come through, and then this last time. So it only happens about every 10 years, but we did all the theme parks shut down early Thursday. They were closed all day Friday, but then back to business as usual on Saturday.
So I know that Haiti suffered some major losses. North Carolina, a lot of people had to be rescued. Florida had some issues. But all in all, was Matthew what it was expected?
You know what? Yes and no. If the storm, the thing we keep talking about here is that we were just really so lucky that it wobbled. And it's pretty common for a major hurricane that's at least a Category 3 or higher to kind of wobble back and forth as the eye of the storm like recycles itself. So what happened was once it got over the Bahamas, it did wobble just enough east that once it came up our coast, it stayed just a few miles off our coast. If it had come back toward the west, even by 10 or 15 miles, our entire east coast would have been wiped out.
Oh, wow.
The Kennedy Space Center, you know, Daytona Beach, where I know a lot of people vacation, a lot of places that did have some damage, we would have had catastrophic damage at the coast. So, I mean, it was literally like 10, 15 miles to the east that really saved us.
Amy, at some point, the governor of Florida, that would be Rick Scott, was talking about evacuation. So you're in the business, you're in the weather business. How serious does it have to get before you yourself evacuate an area?
You know what? I actually did send my kids to Tampa, which is on the west side of Florida, of course.
Yeah.
But my sister lives over there, and it was just, I didn't feel like my kids were going to be harmed necessarily. I live just far enough inland that I knew that we would probably have power outages. I knew I'd probably have some trees down at my house. But I just figured, you know what? Why not? If you can send them west and they can be safe, let's do it. And then my husband and I stayed here. We suffered very minimal damage. It was, you know, lots of power outages, lots of trees down, but really inland away from the beaches, that was about the extent of the damage.
And if you and your husband were here, who transported the kids, or were they just on their own?
Well, you know, they are in elementary school.
Oh, they're
so
fine.
We decided,
all right.
Yeah.
No problem.
We let them hitchhike.
Here's a map, kids. Tampa's that way.
Grab your backpack.
I was at work nonstop, so yes, my husband became Mr. Mom big time. So he drove them to Tampa, and then he drove back, took care of the house, if you will, while I was on TV nonstop.
Now, do they retire the name of Matthew? I know they go through all the names, and it's now both men and women. It used to be just women's names. Is Matthew now retired?
It will be, more than likely. It hasn't happened yet. What they'll do is the World Meteorological Organization that's in charge of making up the names and deciding what names get retired, they will all meet after the end of the season and decide which storms cause the most damage, and then they'll retire those names. My guess is that Matthew will be retired, yeah.
Amy, I know you spent a bunch of years here in the Midwest, but it must have been an interesting move to learn how the different weather patterns happen in and around Florida. It's kind of a jolt to the system, all the different weather occurrences they can have out there, isn't it?
Yeah, after I left you guys in Chicago, I was in West Michigan for 7 years, and of course it was all blizzards and snowstorms. And
yeah.
So I came down here in 2002, which means I arrived just before the 2004 hurricane season, when we had three hurricanes, you know, crisscross right over top of the Orlando area. So it was kind of a trial by fire right away, moving into tropical weather. And it's tough to live in a hurricane prone area, but at the same time, I mean, we have just started our fall pattern now, and it's going to be sunny and beautiful for the next 6 months. So for those of us who live here, it's worth it.
So hurricane season is the tail end of it, correct?
Yes, November 30th is when it officially ends, but we're getting kind of down to the end of the names. I think we could still have a couple more. Nicole's out there, Tropical Storm Nicole. That one's headed to Bermuda later this week. But we could still have a couple more storms, but yeah, we're kind of winding down for the season.
Well, good to know. I mean, I'm sorry for the people who lost their lives. I believe 17 people killed in 4 states. Haiti suffered tragic losses.
Sure.
People have been rescued in North Carolina. Is power still out in several locations?
It is. A lot of people have their power back here in Central Florida, but there are some people that are still out. I keep hearing, you know, random from friends that live over at the beach that, oh, my power just came back on. So I think in the next at least 2 or 3 days here, everybody in Central Florida anyway should get their power back on.
Death toll in Haiti, I'm just reading right now, well over 800.
Awful.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
It really is. Well, thank you for keeping us abreast of the situation. I know a lot of people from Chicago traveled to Florida. So, you know, thinking about Hurricane Matthew, it did definitely affect a lot of the people listening. And we're glad to know you're doing so well.
Well, thank you. I owe so much of my, you know, early years in broadcasting to you guys. So I'm just honored that you remembered me and thought of me and asked me to come back and talk about Matthew today.
Absolutely. Will you keep us posted? Can you be our hurricane correspondent in the Orlando, Florida area?
Absolutely. I would love it. It'd be my pleasure.
Thanks, Amy. Great to talk to you again. Good
Thanks,
luck out
guys.
There.
You too. Thanks.
That's Amy Sweezy from Channel 2 in Orlando, WESH in Orlando.
She is a little adorable person.
Yeah.
She's on Facebook. She's on Twitter. And we had nothing to do with
I don't think we did.
Any of her success.
I doubt it.
That's sweet of her, but nothing.
Inaccurate. We got to fact check our guests
right.
from now on. All right. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.